This is the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. It's Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Ricky Gleason closes in on May 26 runoff with property rights and planning agenda for Kendall County. Ricky Gleason gears up for the May 26 runoff in Kendall County with a property rights and planning agenda. As a financial advisor and former Planning Commission member, Gleason emphasizes the need for leadership that listens, plans ahead, and protects the Hill Country way of life. With a CEO mindset, he aims to bring collaborative, integrity-driven leadership to the county courthouse, focusing on growth, water management, and public safety.
Bioversus Annals announces approval of all board proposals at annual general meeting of shareholders. Bioversus AG announced the approval of all board proposals at their annual general meeting of shareholders. Dr. Senchin Ma, chairman of the board, expressed gratitude to shareholders for their trust and support. Shareholders approved all items on the agenda, including the re-election of board members and compensation details. More information can be found on Bioversus's website.
NeuroOne announces Chief Financial Officer Succession Plan. NeuroOne announces Chief Financial Officer Succession Plan. With Ron McClurg set to retire effective June 30th and remain as senior advisor through December 31st. Current COO Chris Volker, CFA, will take over permanently. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation aims to transform surgical diagnosis and treatment of neurological disorders, expressing gratitude to McClurg for his service and welcoming Volker's deep leadership experience in medtech, finance, and strategy. Evotech announces new nomination to Board of Directors. Evotech SE has announced the nomination of Dr. Wolfgang Hofmann as an independent member of the Supervisory Board at the upcoming annual general meeting. This move aims to enhance oversight and governance capabilities. Additionally, Evotech has finalized a cooperation agreement with MAK Capital following productive discussions emphasizing the company's dedication to shareholder engagement. The AGM will also vote on other key appointments and proposed expansions to support effective oversight and long-term value creation. Investor news breaks. GlobeEvent Holdings Limited announces change in controlling shareholder and leadership. GlobeEvent Holdings has announced a change in controlling shareholder and senior management with Central Master Enterprises Limited, acquiring shares representing 97.7% of the company's voting power. The transaction, completed on April 29, 2026, includes leadership changes, such as Kai Man Fung appointed as chairman and Y. Yu Yao remaining CEO. The company aims to utilize new ownership's expertise for mergers, acquisitions, and expanding into new business lines.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation completes a year of successful dividend payments. Extends annual cash dividend to shareholders. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has completed a successful year of dividend payments to shareholders and will continue its annual cash dividend of $0.01 per share for the 2026 calendar year. Paid quarterly at a rate of $0.25 per share, the first payment will be distributed to shareholders of record on June 30, 2026. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed appreciation for the board's approval, highlighting the importance of returning capital to shareholders. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.